Our speaker for today is Becca Alec. Becca is a sophomore on the volleyball team at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She grew up in Lincoln, where she attended North Star High School and then transferred for her final 2 years to Waverly High School. She has 5 siblings and is actually a twin. Becca has been playing volleyball since she was 7 years old, and she played for club volleyball for VCN. Her interests, other than Jesus, are volleyball and playing Fortnite, trying different types of teas, doing art, and refurnishing furniture. She is currently majoring in business management and is leaning towards a minor in entrepreneurship. Please help me in welcoming Becca Alec.
Hello. Sorry, I'm a little nervous because as someone that went to public schools, I find it really cool and a little odd that I actually get to talk about Jesus in a school. So I thought that was kind of cool, and I thought I'd share that with you guys, that you guys are an environment where you get to not only talk about him, but he's encouraged and he's taught and he's educated. He's not just this idea that gets dismissed in your life, especially as someone who's trying to pursue him. So I was told that I get to share about my testimony as we're talking about faith and the virtues covering this week. So I guess to get it started, do any of you guys happen to know Carly Rodaway? Does that name ring a bell? Okay. Yeah, so she actually went here, and she's one of the reasons the Catholic Church was even an idea for me. So I just remember when we were hanging out, she had mentioned and kept talking about Jesus, and she just kept saying his name in a way that she knew him, and I found that to be very odd. So I come from a family, we're not really Lutheran or denominational, we're kind of somewhere in between, and to hear someone talk about the same God that I've loved and had tried to pursue for so many years, and she was talking about his son in such a friendly and direct manner, it was kind of that, you know, what she was talking about, planting that mustard seed. It was kind of the beginning of what it is now for me. But when I really started to pursue Jesus was when I got to the university, and I just remember my faith being tested over and over again. To be completely honest, I wasn't making the best decisions. You guys will be tested not only in your faith but in your character when you get to college, for those that do go. And I hope all of you guys get to experience it, whether college is a one-year thing or an all 4 years or 5 years, whatever your major is you pursue. But what is important to you is going to be tested, and it could be the first day you get on campus. I hadn't even fully unboxed everything in my living room or even in my dorm room. I remember I kicked my parents out immediately, and I was told about a party. The light was still out, y'all. Like, I hadn't even left my dorm room. And so it was kind of the beginning of a cycle for me, just kind of being thrown in the wrong environments. But then also, starting the next week, insanely guilty. I always wondered, I'm like, is there more to college? As someone who's pursuing volleyball and wanting it to go really far for me, it's been a dream of mine to maybe one day be an Olympian, but in my time of pursuing Jesus, I've been giving it more to him. So who really knows what's going to happen to me in the next year or so? But just, you know, who Jesus was to me, it didn't really mean anything to me when I first got to college until I met Sarah Weber, Haley Peterson, and Abby Schwartz. So those are 3 Husker soccer players. And another thing, to be completely honest with y'all, I didn't really have a lot of friends in high school. For someone who was extremely social, I guess you could say likable, and I tried to be the funny person in class. I wasn't really afraid to say out-of-pocket stuff to get out of an assignment. I was kind of going above and beyond sometimes. I mean, given I could make a teacher laugh, but that was just kind of my own thing. It was really kind of like this time for me. I was like, you know what? I'm actually going to decide to put myself out there. I'm going to give myself the possibility to get rejected. Because it's not really, you know, I had this name. I had achieved some really cool things before I got to college. And so a little bit of pride was in the way of me actually making genuine friendships. And then I met those 3 girls, and they also talked about Jesus. I ran into one of them, and they talked about a Bible study. And I was like, you know what, this is honestly what I've been praying for. So I went to their Bible study, and I got to get to know Nicole, who is now one of my favorite people of all time. But I remember they started the prayer with the sign of the cross, and I just kind of remember sitting there like, what the hell was that? I was like, what? Why are we? Okay. And then they started talking about Mary, and I was like, okay. As a non-denominational Christian, I'm going to tell y'all right now, we're told that y'all worship Mary, y'all worship saints, and there's like this whole dynamic, And it's all honestly just ignorance of the Catholic faith. So I'm going to tell you all that right now. It was ignorance. So I kind of just sat there a little disturbed. I was like, okay, this is a little weird. And then we went through the rest of the Bible study, and I thought it was great. And I was only about a week or so into the Bible study when Seek, do you guys know about Seek? Anyone ever heard of Seek? Happens in January around New Year's. So it's like this huge Catholic movement, right? Like thousands, like tens of thousands of Catholics gather. I wasn't Catholic, okay? I was told it was a Christian conference, so I went. Everyone was doing the sign of the cross and talking about Mary. I wasn't happy. I just felt a little, not betrayed. I was just a little caught off guard. Yeah, that's the word. I was caught off guard. And so I went to the conference because, you know what, I was like, I want to make Christian friends, okay? I want to surround myself with good people. I have no friends. I want to give these three girls a shot. They seem really cool. They're motivated. They're disciplined. And so I went, and in my time of being at Seek, all the questions I've ever had about the Catholic faith, they started to surface a little more. Rachel Ring, a really great woman, for anyone who may know her or not, I went straight to her, and I was like, okay, what's the deal about Mary? Why does everyone care about her so much? Like, what's all the hype? Why do you guys, like, ask for her to pray for you? Like, what's with the deal with the saints? And she told me, and she gave me so much grace. And because I will say I've had my fair interactions of people making me feel stupid. And as someone who wasn't Catholic at the time, you kind of get a little ashamed. You know, you're in a room full of thousands of people who are passionate about this, and they talk about it, and they know about it. And you're just asking one of the most basic questions, like, what is a saint? And so she met me with so much grace, and that's when it kind of started to happen. And again, I didn't have any friends, and so I was like, you know what, I kind of want to fit in with these girls. Like, maybe if I just start doing what they're doing. They told me about adoration, didn't know what that was. Told me that Jesus was, like, right there. You know, that's a lot to take in as a Christian, to believe that he's here in the body. It's a lot. And so I didn't believe it at first. And I was like, you know, what's interesting, if Jesus is like, so when I'm at the Newman Center, that's where I like to go. If I'm sitting in the back, so he's about 30 yards, 20 yards? I'm like, if you're telling me right now, if Jesus in the body is 30 yards, 20 yards from me, why hasn't more things changed? Like, you're going to tell me the one guy we have all been waiting for, the one guy that has been popular for 2,000 years, the one guy that's been, people have fought over, is right there. And you're going to tell me that, like, I'm just supposed to act like nothing is, like, what changes? Like, what's supposed to go on after this? And so that was really kind of the beginning of me wanting to discover more of him. I'm like, okay, like, what do they know that I don't? So I started asking more questions, and I got my ring that I have. This was actually a rosary. I didn't know at the time when I bought it because I just thought it was cute. It's like $10. So I asked for it to be blessed because apparently you can have stuff blessed and it's like it can protect you. Same thing, why all y'all have rosaries around your car mirrors. Apparently it protects you. So I was like, you know what? I want to be protected. That's pretty sick. So I was given a rosary. I had it blessed. I was like, you know, I was kind of bandwagoning. Again, I wanted friends. So I was kind of just doing everything they were doing. But at the same time, I was asking lots of questions. And that was really the beginning of God slowly revealing himself to me while I was at Seek. So Seek is a major blessing. When you guys get the opportunity to go in college, I would recommend you go at least once. Take some time, take a week off during New Year's, and go give yourself to Jesus for a week. I can tell you right now, there's at least going to be one message or one speaker that's going to say something to you. Because it is such a powerful movement. And to see so many people like-minded join together, it's really cool. So there's my 2 cents on Seek. But after that, that was when I started to go to RCIA, and it really became not only me just wanting to be friends with these girls and surround myself with good people who were disciplined and not only pursuing their sport to a high level. Like, you guys, I don't know, for those that watch soccer this year, they made it to the Elite Eight, and that is something that I don't know if it's been achieved for a very long time for their program. And I can honestly say it was because of those three girls. They lead with boldness, and they rely on each other, and I can tell you right now, I don't think they would be as bold if they didn't have each other. Who you pick as friends, y'all, I cannot stress this enough. It really does shape on how you approach the world and how much you're willing to put yourself out there. Guys, men, boys, okay? Who you surround yourself with, how they talk about girls. If you out here trying to find a wife and your boy is out here talking about how many girls he's hitting up, your likelihood is not going to be great. okay? Because you know what? I may be having my ducks in a row, and I know what I want because I got my eye on this girl since, like, the second grade. But if homie's over here making a mess of all the females around you, what makes you think a woman like that wants to talk to you? I'm serious. Like, who you... Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Okay, and this goes for the girls. I'm so serious. Check the fit. Okay, check the fit. I didn't always dress like this. One, it's cold out. Two, I actually started to care about the way guys viewed me. I used to try and do so much in high school. Like, you guys actually have a uniform. You have, like, you don't even realize the blessing a uniform has on you until you have kids of your own and you're glad they're not out here showing their cleavage, showing their butts, doing all this. Like, this administration has it out for, like, they are looking out for y'all at a young age. They're doing their best to give y'all a chance of innocence before you are dropped into that bombshell of college. Like, I don't care how Christian of a college you go to, everyone will get messy. And this goes the same. My conversation for the boys goes the same for the girls. Who you surround yourself will reflect you. Have any of you guys ever heard you're the average of the five people you surround yourself with? Any of you guys ever heard that? Okay, I see one hand. You are the average of the five people you surround yourself with. And that really caused me to reflect on my friendship. Okay, so and out of five groups, I got like three solid friends, Haley, Sarah, and Abby. Okay, they're great girls, okay? They keep it to themselves. They got boyfriends. They go to mass. They're doing all that good stuff. See, now my two other friends, they're not great. And I really had to reflect. I'm like, how much time am I giving into these girls? They're out here doing all this with guys. They can call me a friend. They own me as a friend when they're talking about me to their guys. What does that say about me? Okay? Girls, again, if you are out here wanting to be pursued by a godly man, what makes you think dressing with mini skirts, your boobs out, what kind of godly man is going to want that? What are you telling him in the way you present yourself? Okay, now, dressing modest does not mean dressing in a potato bag. You know what I mean? Like, we're in the 21st century. You can have some style, y'all. Like, there's the puffer vest. There's long sleeves. Like, there's dunks. Like, you can add some flair into your outfit. Like, it doesn't have to be this, man, like, I really love Jesus, but, like, I don't want to look stupid, and I kind of want to look cool. Like, shoot, I like my shoes. They're pretty cool. But, like, I don't have to be doing all of that. I know I am really going out on a limb by covering myself up. If there's anything I've also learned from being at SEEK, the boldest thing you can do in the 21st century as a female is cover yourself up. Cover yourself up. Like, it is a trend to wear, like, half a shirt, like, half a skirt, half a pair of pants. Girl, we got jeans that don't even go, you know what I'm talking about? You know them trendy jeans where they show your entire leg? Like, it's a trend to show yourself. And who do you think funded all of that? Who do you think is investing all of that? Okay, if you're not of this world, what are you following? You know what I mean? If you're not following God, you're following something else. And trust me, you do not want to follow him to the end. So I just kind of ask y'all, like, really challenge yourself in your faith. Okay, boys, modesty goes the same way. You ain't got to be doing all that at the gym. Okay, cover yourself up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get the pump cover. It gets hot. Another thing is, if you're trying to shred, more layers actually helps. Ask any of the wrestlers. Okay, we got wrestlers in here. Is that a thing at Pius? Okay, when you're trying to shred, what do you wear? Clothes. You wear clothes. Okay, so long story short, modesty is going to help you, guys. It's going to change the way people view you. This is legitimate. It changed a lot of my relationships and guys. So I got brothers. Okay, I like to joke around with them. For any of y'all that have ever seen me play, I get a little into it. Okay, so that's kind of where I meet my guy friends at. The way my guy friends started to treat me over the years has been a lot different. Also, when I started covering myself up, I had this newfound sense of confidence. I feel like I could speak up for myself. I feel like I could tell a guy, no, don't make that joke with me. That's inappropriate. I don't appreciate you talking like that to me. Don't call me that. You know what I mean? There's this newfound sense of dignity when you're not only covered in clothes, but when you're covered by Jesus. Like, I cannot express to you, really ask yourself, like, what's holding you from wanting to be pure? Because if you can even start to ask yourself that now, you are taking and you are playing this game on a whole nother level. You're going to have this newfound sense of confidence, even if it's just a mustard seed before you get to college. A lot of people lose Jesus when they get to college because they want to go and pursue this one girl when you never should have been after her in the first place. You pursue this one guy that you should have never been talking to in the first place. Red flags are there for a reason, y'all. They're not meant to be dismissed. They're not meant to be played with. When someone tells you they got a red flag, they're straight up telling you, don't talk to me. It's not this finish line flag, bro. That's change the other way. Go the other way. Like, you should have never been talking to them in the first place. So I just ask, like, challenge yourself. What's keeping you from being pure? Why don't you want to be pure? Where did that desire to be pure go? Why, you know those days when you're on fire for Jesus and you feel like you could burn the whole world down with how much you love him and how much you want to just share him with the whole world? And you're like, man, like, why don't more people know this? What's keeping you from feeling that way? Like, really ask yourself. Because trust, like I said, college is a whole different ballgame. Your leash, some of y'all might not even have one. Some of y'all might not even have one right now. So really just ask yourself, what's keeping you from being pure?